Coach, as I get around.
Coach, how about starting us off with your opening thoughts, and then we'll open it up for Q&A.
You know, I thought we played really well for the first 2.5 quarters. We ran out of gas. We just we competed, and you know, we went into it with a game plan, and we tried to execute that. But today, Park Tudor was just a little too much for us.
Coach, talk about the game plan. I think 12 of 49 from the field, 6 of 29 from the three-point range. Was there an emphasis to shoot from the outside, or did Park Tudor's size kind of dictate that?
I think their size probably dictated that. You know, we really wanted to work long possessions, but when we got down and started to get behind, we had to try to move and get some things done. And we probably forced more shots today than we normally do, but that's probably a credit, obviously, to Park Tudor's defense. And we didn't shoot it well to go along with that. So when you combine those two, it can make it a struggle from offensively for us.
Coach, it starts off 23-8, I think it was, early in the game. Was that a factor of them maybe being here before and you guys not? Because after that, you got it within 6 later on in the third. But it seemed like that early run really, you know, obviously set the tone for things.
Yeah, you know, what I was probably proud about on that in that situation is the fact that they went on that run and got ahead, and then that our kids battled back and cut that lead to 6 in the third quarter. Maybe a little bit of nerves. We had to settle in a little bit early, but we've been here and played here a couple times in the past 2 years, and you know, we've played in last week, you know, in the semi-state. It was a big crowd, big environment. So I don't think any of our kids were nervous. They've been here and ready for that. I think it was probably Park Tudor got ahead of us a little bit early, and then we was very proud of our kids for the comeback they made, cutting that lead to 6, and then from that point on, we just struggled to make shots, and I thought we started to wear down.
Rich, you shot it well against Oak Hill 2 years ago and against Taylor earlier this year. So not shooting it well, some of our tutor's defense, Wayne?
Yeah, I think we thought as a coaching staff there in the third quarter, you know, even the shots that we were getting, we were probably rushing them a little bit or just a little bit hurried when you get that type of size coming at you. We were able to get to the rim, two or three good possessions in the third quarter, and they just come back and had a couple nice block shots right there when we got to the rim. So, you know, you got to credit them defensively for what they are, and they're a very good defensive team. Everybody knows that. And, you know, today we were able to get some shots and not get some, and the ones that we did get, we just didn't knock down.
Talk about Moore a little bit. Mr. Smooth, I guess we call him.
Yeah, he obviously he's a very good player, and we knew that coming in, and Nick's a great defender for us, and you know, when you're pressing, you lose him sometimes in transition. So you're trying to pick him up, and he made some nice jump shots from the perimeter early. And he's an outstanding player. He's just he is what he is. He's smooth, and he plays the game well, and takes good shots. So you know, it's a credit to him for the game he had. He played well.
Frank got them off to a great start with like 8 or 9 in the first 10 or 11. Something you've seen him do or them do to get it inside like they did?
Well, we were a little disappointed early in the fact that we didn't think we battled hard enough underneath the basket and forced those big guys to make shots and take them over us outside the lane. And, you know, early on they were able to get in too close to the rim, and whether that was on an offensive rebound or just on a normal move in the post. So we were not as physical as we'd have liked to be probably early, and that's why we tried to maybe turn the pressure up later just to try to eliminate that part of the game. But those guys attacked us early, and I thought we responded a little better late.
You talked this past week about some teams have backed away from them, not attacking. Were you comfortable with how you attacked them?
Yeah, because we wanted to leave everything on the floor. And, you know, when you're playing a team of that caliber and that athleticism, it does concern you that you're going to run out of gas at some point. And I could see it, you know, in our eyes that we were probably getting to that point late in the third quarter. And, you know, Park Tudor took advantage of that in their transition offense. And, you know, again, you got to credit them for the way they played. We thought our kids put their heart on the floor and played as hard as they could, but it just wasn't good enough today.
Austin, what were, you know, just adjusting to their size and their strength early on, did that take some adjustment period for you guys? And do you feel like you got to a point where you kind of maybe get used to playing against that?
Yeah, they came, when you come out and you're used to attacking, and then you got 6'10", 6'9", athletic at the rim, and it took a minute to adjust. And like you guys said, they got off that huge run, and then we realized maybe a floater or jump stop, pump fake, get back in the game. And then we got up within 6, and they just took off from there.
For either of you guys, did it feel like when you guys pressed, you kind of had things maybe going the style you wanted to there for a while?
Yeah, I actually, to be honest with you, I was probably surprised a little bit at how effective our press was early. I didn't think that we would probably get the things that we did, but Cameron and Connor did a good job, obviously, there in the second quarter of getting us some momentum, and we made some bigger shots there in the second quarter to get back in the game, and then we continued that in the third quarter, but it's what we've done all year, and you know, it was tough to see if it would be effective with Park Tudor the entire game, and I thought it was early, and then when you can't, you're not getting comfortable shots, and you're not getting good shots, and you're not scoring, you can't get back into that, into the press, and when that happens, then it kind of takes the flow of the game away from you.
Austin, it looked like you kind of landed on your shoulder on the one foul a couple times. Did it bother you at all today, and how much have you had to fight through this whole postseason
Yeah, it bothered me basically the whole postseason, but that's just an excuse. You just gotta go through it and finish the game.
Any of the players, can you guys speak about the role the crowd has played for you guys throughout your run and how much it's meant to you to have your entire community here?
I think it's been awesome to run out there, and you see tons of red out there. It's just awesome. I mean, it gets you so pumped up when, you know, the Bates get a steal on the press, and then we score, and then everyone goes crazy. It elevates your game, I think. And it's awesome to see the small little town of Rankin that we are, you know, rally behind us. I think I saw somewhere like the population of Rankin's like 1,830 people, and we sold like 2,500 shirts or something like that. Like, it's awesome. The fans have been great.
Rick, can you talk about your Treasure winners?
Well, first since 1961, right? Van Arsdale's?
74.
Third time.
74.
Who's McLaughlin? Okay, third time. You know, you can't talk enough about the Bates boys and what they've done for Franklin basketball. And they're well deserving of the award. They've had a great attitude for four straight years. They've done what's been asked. You know, when they were sophomores, they would come in the game just for spurts to play defense. And they turned themselves into offensive threats throughout getting better and working in the offseason. You know, they've never complained. I don't know if I've heard either one of them ever say anything to anyone when they're on the floor. The only thing that they do when they get out there is play hard and compete. And, you know, you have a lot of respect for that. And they were well deserving of what, you know, of earning that award today.
Thanks, Coach B.
You're welcome.
Coach, right before the award ceremony, I saw you and heard you going around to each of your players, hugging them, saying, be proud of yourselves. Can you just talk about how you want these guys to appreciate the run they've had? I mean, it probably stings a little right now, but can you just talk a little bit?
Well, I was just telling each kid that I love them, and I mean that. And I would do anything for these nine seniors. You know, it doesn't matter if it's basketball or it's life. They've inspired me. They've been around my family, my kids. They've inspired me to be a better person and a better coach just being around them. And when I told them I loved them, I meant that. So I was going around telling each one of them how proud I was of them, that I loved them for the experience. And, you know, they've won four straight conference championships. They've won two sectionals, the first, school's first regional and semi-state. You know, the first time to be to the state championship in the history of the program. And they're the winningest class in 4 years of Franklin basketball history with 26 wins this season. So what else can you say? You know, they went out, they poured their hearts out today. They played hard. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't going to be good enough today. We ran into a very, very good Park Tudor team. And, you know, they've done everything they've been asked to do. And I think not only me, the community appreciates everything they've done.
Nick. Got any lines from Hoosiers you wanted to share with us?
Good this for all the small schools that never had a chance to get here.
How tough was that fifth foul going out like 5 minutes?
It was so hard for me just knowing that it was like my last time on a high school basketball court with all my friends, and yeah, I hated it.
I think you guys have kind of hung your hat on defense all year. Obviously, Park Tudor does as well. How much did it take out of you, you know, on the offense with them playing as hard as they did defensively? Did it make it tougher to keep your energy on defense?
No, I just went out there and played. I didn't think it really had anything to do with my energy. Like the crowd and just being in that atmosphere just kind of just gave you an adrenaline rush, and you had no idea what was going on. Yeah.
Coach,
Any other questions? Gentlemen, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.